6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock sports, brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering. It's a Thursday. It is your 10th day of July. Are you excited, James Timberlake?
I am so excited.
As the song goes.
You are so excited. Mm-hmm. You should be excited. It's your birthday today,
it is,
James.
Yeah. I'm the big 2-8.
The big 2-8 today.
Big 28 today.
All right.
I'm closer to 30 than I am 25, which
yes.
makes me scared. But here we are.
James.
Can't go backwards.
No, it's just a number.
It is just a number.
But and we got treats this morning, too.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, shout out my Aunt Jenna, my Julie as well.
Your mom?
Nominate from downtown. They hooked me up with some good treats. I'm having a croissant as we speak
right
now.
Oh, man, you're having one already.
Yep.
All right. Well, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Congratulations is a funny thing to say. Hey,
it is.
You made it.
It is. Yeah, it is funny to say, isn't it?
Congrats. You made
People
it.
People say, congrats, you're 28.
Yeah. Let's see if you make it to 29.
All right. So, big birthday day for James.
Mm-hmm.
James will be at the Comm tomorrow.
Yeah,
we call it the Comm.
KROE, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be running the Comm here on KROE. We'll be on the radio tomorrow on KWYO. That's our radio broadcast on KWYO, 106.9 FM, 1410 AM. And, of course, live stream at sharedmedia.com.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start that at 6 AM. James is going to be a busy man back here at Control Central. He's got the Comm, and he'll be the man behind the scenes, making sure we keep things rolling along with our on-site tech team. So
I was going to say, they got the harder job than I do. I just got to make sure all the buttons are plugged in or the cords are plugged in and all that stuff.
There
That's
you go.
Easy from up here.
Well, you got to watch a lot of other things too.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, James, it's going to be 73 degrees.
Yeah, that's perfect.
It was 99 yesterday.
It was, you know, it was actually,
officially at the airport.
It was 99. It didn't feel 99.
Really?
I didn't, you know, that's Rich coming from me. I was basically inside the whole day. So,
so that's probably why you didn't feel like it was 99,
right? I'm realizing
right?
it as I was saying it. Yeah. Of course it didn't feel that way.
So, broadcast tomorrow on radio broadcast, KWYO, 106.9 FM, 1410 AM, and live stream, sharedmedia.com. James will have the Comm here on KROE,
mm-hmm.
and we'll have it all for you all the way through the parade. Now, parades, you know, you ask yourself, let's learn a little bit of the history of parades.
Sure.
Okay. They kind of evolved from ancient religious and
since the dawn of man.
Ancient religious and military processions to celebrate public spectacles we know today. Early parades dating back to prehistoric times, James.
Yeah.
Were often associated with hunting triumphs or religious ceremonies.
I believe that.
And over time, parades became associated with military victories, royal entries, and mm-hmm. festivals, eventually incorporating elements of pageantry, music, theatrical, and but prehistoric times, and the reason they know that is because they have seen cave paintings depicting celebrations after a successful hunt.
Wow. There's not many things that humans have consistently loved than watching other people walk in a straight line.
Yeah.
For about 2 hours.
How funny is that? Wow. Got the big hunt, man. Look at me.
Yeah, it does take on a different meaning back then.
Yes, it does.
They probably were like, oh, yes, so let's have this parade right now.
I'm
so hungry.
We're having a parade right now. I like it. You're sharing your birthday with Jessica Simpson today, James.
I think I knew that, actually. I think that was one of the people
along along with great folk singer and songwriter Arlo Guthrie.
One I didn't know.
He's 78 today. And actor Robert Pine, who is 84 today.
Okay.
Wyatt Russell. Do you know Wyatt Russell? Actor.
I recognize the name.
Okay.
Is that,
he's
Kurt Russell's son, I think.
I think he is, too, yes.
Okay, yeah.
All right. So you're sharing your birthday. There's some other ones, but they're all unknown to me. Sofia Vergara, TV actress.
Sofia Vergara.
Yes, sorry.
Modern Family.
Butcher her name. 53. Fiona Shaw. Do you know who Fiona Shaw is? She's 67. She was in the Harry Potter films. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, on the date book today, James, not when you were born. 1938, Howard Hughes set a new record by completing 91-hour airplane flight around the world.
Wow.
Wow.
Howard Hughes, that dude's a maniac.
Yeah, no kidding.
But in like a cool way. Well, sometimes.
Right. 1964, the album Hard Day's Night by the Beatles was released.
Okay.
1985, James, Coca-Cola, bowing to pressure from irate customers, started resuming selling the old formula Coke.
Yeah. I remember they were...
They introduced the new Coke, and then people
said...
Yeah,
it was literally new Coke. Right. That was what it was called. Right. And everybody was upset. I remember there was a documentary about that, which is actually pretty good. They lost so much money because they just decided to try to switch things up a little bit.
1997, scientists in London said DNA from a Neanderthal skeleton supported a theory that humans descended from an African Eve 100 to 200,000 years ago.
Wow.
Okay.
Cool.
Be a kid day. Be a kid, James.
Sure.
All right. We got treats.
Mission failed. You know, I'm 28.
Blueberry day. Like blueberries? I've been eating more blueberries lately.
I like blueberries. I don't normally eat them by themselves. I think they usually have to be with something.
Right, so yeah, like yeah, 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 yeah. Right. Mostly, I eat them in a smoothie.
That works. Do you eat a smoothie or you drink a smoothie?
Drink a smoothie.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I make it so thick, you're almost eating it.
Yeah, you're it's like, yours is like mud. It's weird.
James has tasted my smoothies.
Yeah.
You don't care for them very much.
No, I've had better things.
I know you have.
I won't lie to you.
You know what else is today? Ice cream sundae day.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I can all get right down with that.
Hey, James, today, since it's your birthday, July 10th, look for the buck moon.
Tonight. Yeah, you were talking about that
tonight.
Earlier in the
week. Tonight, also known as the thunder moon. And the buck moon is the first full moon of summer and will appear as the second lowest hanging moon of the year.
Here's the thing. I'm probably going to be asleep by the time that thing shows up.
So the buck moon will be the farthest from the sun it gets all year. For best viewing in North America, look eastward.
Mm-hmm.
In the evening, the moon will begin to rise, glowing orange. Yeah, you are going to be asleep. 2:36 a.m. Oh, no, James.
I might dang near be waking up.
No, no, no. It will reach peak illumination. This is weird. We won't see it. 2:36 p.m.
Oh.
Okay.
So just mid-afternoon.
Right, yeah.
Look for the moon.
So later on tonight... Okay. Later on tonight, look for the buck moon when you're at the rodeo. Yeah.
2:36 p.m.
2:36 p.m. Southeast sky.
Southeast.
All right. Okay. Check it out. Today is Don't Step on a Bee Day. That's a good idea.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't step on them. We need the bees.
Hey, James, it's also Kitten Day. A little shout out to Emilio.
Yeah. Shout out Emilio. Yeah. He's not listening. But if he was.
That's right. Give him a shout out today. We're having shout-outs tomorrow, by the way. We'll have a phone number for you to call in. And we don't care where you are. You can call out from anywhere. You can call from downtown if you want to.
You can call from anywhere you want.
You can call anywhere you want. It's shout-out day tomorrow. Parade Friday. It is Pink Blueberries Day.
Okay. It's kind of...
Right, interesting.
Yeah.
And Pina Colada.
Oh.
All right.
Never had one, but I feel like that's one of those that I feel like I would like.
Take your teddy bear to work day.
All right. Why not?
Here's a new one for you, James. For you coffee drinkers, you know, I quit drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the most, it was rough for a couple of weeks, but I mean.
I feel you. Hey, you know what? There's one thing that I don't think I'll ever be able to quit, and it's probably caffeine.
Caffeine,
I don't know if
I'll
ever be able to get over it.
Many of the most unique coffee brews and recipes start out in other countries.
Yeah.
So, will the people of North America be drinking cheese-infused coffee soon? Northern Sweden, coffee lovers like a drink. That's a blend of hot coffee and bread cheese. Now, despite its name, no bread's involved.
I hope not. I hope the answer to this is no.
It's a spongy cheese that absorbs coffee, enriching its flavor just after a few minutes of soaking in it.
This is where we've gone too far for coffee people. If the coffee people are out there, we've gone too far. We don't have to expand James, on all of it, you know? Just leave the coffee be.
I know you're a big baseball guy. In fact, I think you were born during a Red Sox game, weren't you?
I was born during a Cubs game.
Cubs game.
The Red Sox may have been playing, but in the background, my dad had a Cubs game on in the background.
All right.
In the delivery room.
Okay. Major League Baseball today, James.
Mm-hmm.
ABS system. We'll implement.
Automatic ball strike.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. The Major League Baseball will implement the automated ball strike system during the opening All-Star game in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And the system, previously tested during spring training,
works well.
Currently used. Does it work well? Are you in favor of it?
Yeah, I am. When it comes to balls and strikes, I there's not anybody that knows their strike zone better than the hitters. And to have somebody behind, not that the umpires do an awful job all the time, but there's definitely times where it's like that was so clearly...
Right. Well, teams in the All-Star game will be allowed to 2 challenges per game.
Yeah.
Is that going to slow the game way down?
No, they've actually, funny enough, baseball, the most archaic sport we probably have in this country, is maybe one of the more advanced when it comes to ideas like this. So what they do is they essentially, like the batter, if they have a call that they disagree with, they'll put their, I think they tap their helmet. They tap the top of their helmet, and then like immediately somebody from the press box will ring down to the umpire behind home plate and make the correction if it needs to be corrected, and it takes like 3 seconds. It's 1, 2, 3, and all then right. They'll change it, and then the call's made.
Well, aren't you just a dictionary of baseball information today?
I watched
today,
it in spring training. I was like, why aren't we just doing this? I don't understand. Right. We're so, going from spring training to back to normal.
So you don't mind it?
No, I like it. I think
okay.
It's great.
All right. I thought you would oppose it.
No, I understand there's something to be said about the human element of baseball, but
right.
when you're robbing... You know, baseball players,
that's true.
Like pitchers or batters of strikes
that's
and
true.
Balls. You know, it's hard all to right. hard okay. to argue with that.
Okay, all right. James, a study found that people hate looking at other people's selfies unless it came from them.
I
would agree with that. I really don't care.
I'd agree with that too. It is just kind of awkward.
The only reason I would take a selfie is because there's no one else to take the picture for me.
I don't take a lot of photos, period.
I don't either. It's grandkids, man.
Yeah, see, but even then, I'm like, I mean, I don't have any, but I don't take pictures of anything. So,
all right, this or that, James, a giant hamster or a tiny elephant? Pick one.
Elephant.
Okay.
Giant hamster would be scary.
Oh.
They chew through everything.
Oh, James, free books for life or free energy drinks for life?
That's tough.
Ooh, two things you love.
I would do books, probably.
You would do books?
Yeah, because cost. I mean, books are usually more expensive than energy drinks.
Can you tell us what you're reading now?
I can't yet. No,
nothing?
I don't. I don't have anything right now.
You have anything right now?
I'm going to be getting some more books.
All right. James is a book hound.
I'm a book hound.
He is.
I've turned into a little book hound. Made my own bookshelf type thing.
That's awesome, though. Good for you.
I'm addicted to 2 things, energy drinks and books.
You know what, James? There's a lot more things you could be addicted
to,
and those are probably 2 of the best things you probably can be addicted to. So you go ahead and just addict yourself away.
Who cares?
And I'm going to go have a treat from you. Happy birthday, James.
Thank you.
James's birthday. He's the big 28. He'll be on Swap Shop next hour. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.